Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
Let's look here in Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 26. It says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So notice, God created man in his own image and in his likeness, and then he gave us dominion. Now, the word dominion there means absolute rule and authority. It also means kingdom or sovereign rule or government. I got news for you. God is in the business of government. Now, last week we were talking about that we all have a part to play in government. Government is important to God. In fact, it's a part of our very purpose of why God created us. He came and gave us dominion. He gave us government. And so everybody is to be active in government. Now, there's a lot of folks have the idea that, well, you know, Christians, we're not to be really involved in politics, in political things. But the truth of the matter is, every spiritual person is political. Now, not every political person is spiritual, but every truly spiritual person is political because, or in other words, involved in government, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about being political. We're talking about being involved in government, in public affairs. You're to be involved in that. And the number one way you're involved in that is through praying. Praying for your government. Praying for those in authority in our government. In fact, hold your place there and go with me to 1 Timothy. This is, go back, we hit this last time, when we were talking about praying for the governing authorities. Let's look at it again. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. "Therefore I exhort first of all." Everybody say first of all. First of all. That's a priority. This is a priority for Christians. You got to know your priorities in life. One of the reasons why people struggle so much in life is because they got their priorities all messed up. We get our priorities from God. And he said, first of all, we're to pray. Supplications, prayers of intercession, giving a thanks be made for all men, for kings. He flows right into that. For kings. Or we could say government leaders. Those in government. Those involved in politics. You're to pray for them. And it's a priority. Now, if that's our priority, if we're gonna walk in God's plan for our life, then we gotta get a hold of our priorities, get our priorities straight. And by getting our priorities straight, it's going to make life a lot easier for us. But life is hard when you get your priorities out of whack. Life is difficult. So God is helping us right here, saying, if this is not your priority, make sure it is now. Because I created man to have dominion, kingdom, sovereign rule, or government. What do? To affect government, number one, pray. Pray for those in authority. Pray for those in government. God's original intent for man was to establish a government on the earth like that in heaven. And if you go back to chapter 1 of Genesis and look over here, let's look at verse 2. Let's go to verse 1. Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Notice that. The earth was without form and void. And in the Hebrew, that word there, form, without form, is the Hebrew word tohu. And it means like a wilderness, chaotic, confusion. So the earth was in chaos. The earth was in confusion. This is before God made man. The earth was in chaos. The earth was in confusion. And then God says, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them have dominion. Let them have government. Let them have rule and authority over the earth. Why? Because government is the answer to chaos. Government is the answer to confusion. Where there is no government or just bad government, there is chaos. There is confusion. We need to have good government for life to go well for us. That's why in the heart of every human being, whether they realize it or not, they long for good government, because that's what God ordained in order to deal with and destroy the chaos that was in the world. So here the world is in chaos, and God says, let's get a man in there to do something about it. In fact, in Genesis chapter 2, in verse 4, it says, this is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, for or because the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. So notice this. Nothing came forth in the earth that was productive. There was nothing in the earth that came forth until God had a man in place to bring order to the planet. God didn't allow things to come forth and be productive in the earth until there was a man there. Because again, where there's no government, things fall into chaos. Things get into disorder. And government is the answer to disorder. And what kind of government? The God kind of government. Now, man has come up with all kinds of governments in the earth. But it's the government that God desires established in the earth that is what is going to work. And again, man comes with all kinds of things because man is separated from God. For the most part, the majority of mankind, they're separated from God. They're in rebellion towards the plan of God. But God's intention for the earth is for it to be managed. In fact, this word here for till the ground, it implies management, administration, orderly development, a making fruitful. So God didn't allow anything come forth in the earth until he had a man in there who would what? Who would manage it, who would administrate and bring order to it, develop it, and make it fruitful. When God created the earth, he created it to extend his kingdom, his heavenly kingdom on the earth. That's why, remember, Jesus, he told us to pray that God's will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. So in other words, what's going on in heaven is what God wants happening on the earth. The way heaven is governed is the way God wants the earth governed. God wants to advance his kingdom. That's why he created the earth. That's why he created you, to advance his kingdom, to advance his government, to advance his rule, to advance his will and his desires in the creation, not to advance our own, not to do our own thing, not to build our own kingdom, but to advance and build the kingdom of God. That's why when Jesus came, he preached more about the kingdom than anything else. He was constantly talking about the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven. In other words, he was talking about God's rule, God's authority, God's government. That's what he came to restore to the earth, because that was the original intention for the earth and for man, was to rule it God's way, to govern it God's way. And when we don't do it his way, things get out of order and fall into chaos and confusion. So Jesus came to restore us back, because we know the first ruler that he had set up, Adam and Eve, they both rebelled against him. They both rebelled against him. They sided in with Satan. And from that point on, Satan's been seeking to establish his kingdom on the earth. And it's a kingdom of darkness. And he's been working to get people to advance his agenda, to advance his will of evil in the earth. But Jesus came. Glory be to God. He defeated the devil, and he came to restore the earth to the kingdom of God, to be a colony of the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus came to do, to restore the earth as a colony of heaven, a place where it's governed after its home country. See, we're all a bunch of immigrants. Oh, yeah. We're all immigrants. We came from another world when we got born again. That's how it was in the beginning. God brought man from heaven. Remember, he formed man from the earth, his physical parts, but then he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. And the God of heaven, his nature, his virtues, his desires, everything that he is in heaven, he breathed that into man. And when man rebelled against God, he lost that, took on the fallen nature of Satan, took hold of a corrupt nature. A nature that's completely contrary to God. And that's how it was all the way until Jesus came back. And Jesus came back, and the first thing he did after he rose from the dead was appear to his disciples, and he breathed on them. He breathed on them the breath of life, or the spirit of life. And once again, just like in the beginning, heaven, the heart of God, the nature of God, entered back into mankind, so that now man can rise up in the authority of the name of Jesus and take dominion over the earth again, push Satan back, and colonize planet earth with the nature and likeness of God. That's why you're here, is to advance God's kingdom in this world. You're not here just to prosper and live a happy life for yourself. You're here to prosper so that you can advance God's kingdom. See, we need to be all about his agenda. What does God want accomplished in the earth? And again, this is priority. That's why Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things that you have need of, all these natural things that you've been seeking and you've been desiring and you've been believing God for, they'll just be added to you. Obed. So when he says, seek first the kingdom of God, what is he talking about? He's talking about the original purpose for why you were created. Get back to the original purpose why you were created. And that was to advance the kingdom of God. We're to advance the kingdom of God. We have a king, and he has a kingdom. And he went out one day to explore new places in his creation where he could spread out, places where he can inhabit and populate and cause to become just like his homeland, where his throne is, heaven. And he found earth. He founded earth. He created the earth. And he put man in here. He put someone in the earth who has his nature, his likeness, to cause earth to be like heaven. You're not here just to get through and just make it in life. And that's why so many folks are struggling, because they got their priorities all wrong. We got to get our priorities right. And when we get up in the morning, kingdom business. We're in the kingdom business. I mean, if we're not going to do the kingdom business, we might as well just go home. If you're not going to do your job, just get beamed up. Just head on home, you know. Seriously. I mean, you're here with a purpose. It isn't just to be here and take up space. It isn't just to get through, just get by down here. You're down here with a purpose. You're on a mission from God to advance the kingdom of God. That God's will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, in a lot of things, we've just turned everything into a selfish thing, you know. Oh, God wants his will to be done on earth in my life, just like it is in heaven. That's where it stops. God wants his will to be done in my life. God's will for my life is to be healthy and prosperous and blessed coming in and blessed going out, and the head not tail, and the above and not beneath. See that? And it just stops with us. We're missing the whole thing. Missing the whole thing. The whole purpose for prospering, being healed, being blessed is so you can rise up and till the ground. That you can administrate. That you could manage. That you can help advance the government of heaven in the earth. That's your purpose. We get out of our purpose and we're just thinking about selfish things and me and take care of me and bless me and everything else. It's just one problem after the other. It's chaos. It's confusion. We're out of our place. It won't work. So we got to watch, because lots of folks have taken the promises of God and just gotten introverted with it. And it's just all about them. This all consumed and caught up with themselves. We need to be caught up in the kingdom of God. That's why you're born. You were born to administrate and to advance the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Over in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9. Here was a prophetic word that came concerning Jesus and what he would do when he came to the earth. Isaiah chapter 9. And in verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. See, now a lot of folks just sit there and say, Pastor, why are you getting into that scripture? That is, you know, December is still a few weeks away. See, we've just thought that's a Christmas message, right? That goes on our Christmas cards. Unto us, a child is born. Unto us, a son is given. And then we miss the whole thing. We miss the whole purpose for why Jesus came. And the answer is government. That's why he came. Because the very purpose for your coming, being created, was government. It was to have dominion, to administrate, to manage, to drive out the chaos, to drive out the confusion, to advance God's will, God's agenda in the earth. man rebelled, got away from that. God sent his son Jesus to restore that. And here it says concerning him coming, he is to have the government upon his shoulder. So it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government, goes right into it, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. This is why Jesus came. This is why a son was given. It was so the government would be upon his shoulders, that he would be a politician of peace, a prince of peace, and his government would increase. His peace would increase throughout the earth. How? Through those that believe in him. He jump-started it. He restored it. He brought the kingdom of God back. He brought the government of God back into the earth. He brought God's dominion back into the earth, God's rule back into the earth. And now those who believe in him are a part of working that government so that it just continues to increase and increase and increase. See, we're all involved in government. We're all called to increase God's government in the earth. Let me read this from the Expanded Bible, the EXB. It says, a child has been, or will be, the prophet views the future as though it had already happened, born to us. God is given a son. A son has been given to us. He will be responsible for leading the people. The government, rule, dominion will be on his shoulder. His name will be Wonderful Counselor, or Wonderful Counselor, or Extraordinary Advisor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the advisor to the president. Thank God for the advisor to you. As God's ruler in the earth, as his government official in the earth. Extraordinary advisor, powerful, mighty God, Father who lives forever, eternal Father, Prince of Peace, there will be no end to the growth, abundance, increase of his rule, dominion, government, nor to the peace he will bring. He will rule as king on David's throne and over David's kingdom. He will make it strong, establish and sustain it by ruling with justice and goodness, righteousness from now on and forever. We've got a righteous, benevolent, loving king. That's who we got. Glory be to God. That's the only kind of king that works. I said we got a righteous, benevolent, loving king. And you and I are to rule in his footsteps. We're to rule even as he rules. In the same way he rules heaven, that's how you and I are to rule the earth. See, we sit back and say, Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we don't do anything. Well, he wants his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, but you got to pray that prayer with your feet moving. You got to pray that prayer with an attitude of, let's do this. Let's cause earth to be like heaven. Let's get your will in heaven happening here on the earth. Thank you, Father, for your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. See, Jesus prayed that prayer, and he was out doing it. He was asking God to do it through him. We need to pray the same prayer. Ask God for his will to be done on earth, just like it is in heaven, and expecting for it to get done through us. Not just we pray and it happens. It happens because we're people of action. Faith without works is dead. We're out here, we're putting to work our faith, what we're believing for. We're believing God's will is getting done on the earth. We believe God is seeking to manage and administrate and orderly develop and make fruitful the earth. We believe that, and we're busy doing that. And when we see people in our government, in the government of this country, doing contrary to that, then we need to rise up and do something about that. And thank God we can. We can pray, and we can vote. We can pray, we can vote, we can do things to stop the spread of chaos, to stop the spread of satanic government, evil, wicked agendas. And how many people know there's all kinds of people throughout our nation, throughout the world, that have wicked, evil agendas? They have agendas that are completely contrary to the scriptures. Totally violate the word of God. They are opposed to the things that the Bible endorses. They're opposed to it. Well, if they're opposed to that, we're opposed to them. It's our job. I said it's our job. Salt is to oppose corruption. Light is to oppose darkness. See, we're here to make a difference. We're here to shine. We're here to change the landscape of our nation. I said, that's why we're here. Praise God. To rise up, not be idle, not be passive, to get busy about the Father's business. And what business is that? Kingdom business. Governmental business. That's the business. I said, that's the Father's business. That's the business you and I need to be busy about. Going on about Jesus. He will rule as king on David's throne and over David's kingdom. He will make it strong, establish and sustain it. How? He's not just doing this all on his own. He has created people to do this with him. He created man to do this in the beginning. Man fell from that purpose, lost the nature of God, but then there's these new creations. Those that are in Christ Jesus. Those that have been born again. He's got these new creations. And through them, he's going to establish David's kingdom. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven. Because that really was the heart of David. It wasn't about Israel. It was about God. It was about the kingdom of God. And when when David administrated, he did it from the heart of God. His focus was on advancing the kingdom of God. When David went out against the Philistines, and he went out against all these enemies of God, I mean some of these real wicked nations, people that were really vile and corrupt. When David went out against him, he was fighting the Lord's battles. He wasn't doing it for himself. Read the Psalms. Much of the Psalms were written by David. He had God's heart. He wanted to spread God's will throughout the world. He understood that's the very reason why God raised up Israel to begin with. Was to be his special people. A people that he could use to influence the whole world with the culture, the values of heaven. That's why he raised up Israel to begin with. David understood that. David knew from the beginning it wasn't about him. Now, the kings after him, most of them, it was all about them. They didn't seek the heart of God to know what to do. But before every battle, David prayed. He would ask, now, Lord, do you want me to go against these guys and fight? Will you bless that? Is that what you want? Will you cause me to conquer them and get the victory here? And he would wait on God for the answer. He would get into prayer. He wouldn't advance his army. He wouldn't do things apart from God's counsel, apart from God's direction. See, it wasn't about David. See, David's kingdom was God's kingdom. Because David's life was not about his will, but God's will being done in the earth. That's how it's supposed to be for you and I. We are here to do the will of God, to advance God's kingdom. Now, the time came in David's life where he had some moments. He had a couple bad moments. One time, he numbered Israel. He numbered how many people he had in the military. He numbered the population of the people. This was something that was forbidden in the scriptures. God said, don't do that, because he understood only two things can come from that. Number one, if the population's great and bigger than the other nations, you're going to get puffed up and in pride and think you're something special. If your population is lesser than others, then you're going to start feeling inferior and intimidated by the other nations. So nothing good comes from it, so just don't do it. Don't number the people. But the day came where David got into himself. See, we have to understand, David was a man of God, and he did very well. Nevertheless, he still missed it a few times. And this is one of those times where he missed it. He numbered the people against what God wanted. In other words, it was his will, not God's will. And the only reason why then he would do his will in numbering the people and not God's will is because now all of a sudden he's taking the care of the nation upon himself, which is pride. He's taking the cares of life. He's taking all this, all the cares, all the glory to himself at this time. That's the only reason why he'd do it. Well, right after he did it, his heart was convicted. He knew he had messed up. He had caused problems for the nation. A plague broke out. Terrible things happened. A lot of people died because of that mistake. And he repented. He got it right. But then later on, we see David, he missed it again. There was a time when he was supposed to go out to battle. The Bible actually says that. It was in the spring of the year when kings go out to battle. They go out to fight. But David didn't go out and fight. And why didn't he go out and fight? Well, he didn't have to. He was satisfied. He was set. Let's face it. He's got a castle. He's got this powerful military. He's got all this wealth. He's got more money than he knows what to do with. He's got more popularity than he knows what to do with. I mean, he's reached a place of fame and fortune that few ever attain to. And he's in this really high and mighty place because God has blessed his life. And he thought, I don't need to go fight. So he sent Joab, his commander, out and said, you guys go take care of this. He was like disinterested in it. Now, why was he disinterested? Well, just like a lot of folks, there's a lot of things we don't do because we don't have to. I got enough money. You know, I wonder how many people would be working this week if they had $1 million in the bank. Oh, if I had $1 million in the bank, I'd be in Florida right now. No, I'd be in the Caribbean right now. Well, I'd be out traveling the world. That's what I would be doing. Mm-hmm. So why do you go to work? To advance your pocketbook. And once your pocketbook's advanced, retire. Work's done for you. You've got your money, you got your house, you got the cars, you got the this, you got the this. You're satisfied. Just stay at home. Kick back, go on vacation. Watch HBO. Go watch something that's exciting to your flesh. And then you'll find yourself yielding to the devil and your life going down really fast. That's exactly what happened to David. he was satisfied. But I got news for you. It was never about David, but he forgot that. Once he forgot that it was about advancing God's kingdom, and God's not going to be happy, God's not going to be satisfied until the whole earth is full of his glory. Now, we'll get satisfied when we have enough money in the bank and we get enough days off and we've got all our personal needs met. Then we will be satisfied. But friend, that's a sure sign that your forward motion is about to stop and now you're going to be headed backwards in reverse. And your life is about to fall apart. Folks are out there striving. That's why these movie stars, you know, these entertainers, they get so much popularity, they get so much money that they divorce 10 times and then kill themselves. Why? Because they can't figure it out. I got everything that I want. I have built an empire for myself. And yet I'm just not happy. And I just keep finding corruption spreading in my life, eating up all my prosperity, mostly eating up my soul. And they don't know what it is. It's because they got it all messed up. They're living to build their own kingdom. They're looking to establish their own will in the earth. And we're here to be establishing the kingdom of God. And it's not about our will, but his will being done. Amen. He is our divine energy. I said, he's our divine energy. He is our divine strength. He is our motivation. And I got news for you. God is fired up about getting things done this week. God's fired up about advancing his kingdom. You might be like, well, I'm good. I'm happy. Listen, if I just had a little white picket fence around my house, and a cat and a dog out there in the yard, and I mean, you know, I'm good. I'm good. I just don't need much. Good. What about God? He needs much. He's a mighty king. And everything is to belong to him. Everything is to be subdued and brought under his rulership. Everything is to be subdued and brought under his authority. Everything is to submit to him. Everything is to bow its knee to him and sing praises to him and exalt everything. Everything. He's a big God and he's worthy of it all. And when we keep our heart connected to him, ching, we're ready to go out and take out more enemies, fight more battles, and conquer more territory. Even though we're satisfied, we have enough personally, our hearts are not satisfied until the heart of God is satisfied. Because we're fighting with the heart of God. David did that most of the time, but he failed at those points, and it cost him every time. Every time he got separated from the purpose of God and the kingdom was about him, he fell. He fell into problems, he fell into trouble, and lives were lost. We don't want to keep falling into problems. We don't want lives to be lost. Huh? We don't want to keep experiencing corruption in our life and one problem after the other because we're over here like David, walking around thinking about ourselves, what makes us happy, rather than walking around going, what does God want done? Father, what is your will? What would you have? Now, Lord, if you don't want me doing this, you keep me from this. You help me to see this. You help me to know what I need to know when I need to know it. You establish my thoughts. I acknowledge you in all my ways, and I'm trusting you to direct my path. And it isn't about me. So even when we have some successes, it's like, okay, let's go. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Some people have success. Go, oh, we did it. We did it. Yo, I did it. I
did it. Right? I did it.
Oh, we can go settle down in complacency now. No, 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 no. It's not done. We got to battle the fight all the way until the end. We got to stay around here as long as we can. I mean, we got to, there's thing to conquer and subdue and bring into subjection. We got to exercise dominion. We got to establish God's government in the earth. I said, we got to establish God's government in the earth. He will rule as king on David's throne and over David's kingdom. He'll make it strong, establish, and sustain it. I've got to say it again. Do you see yourself in there when he says that? See yourself in there. When he says, I'll make it strong, establish, and sustain it, you need to be looking and going, yeah, that's right. He's going to do that. He is doing that through me. He's doing that through me. He's getting this done through me. You need to see yourself in there. Because Jesus was a son born of God. And because of him, you are born of God. And to the world, many sons have been given. I said, many sons have been given, and the responsibility of the government of God is upon their shoulders. We are shouldering this thing together with Jesus. He's not doing it alone. We're shouldering it with him. Woo, hallelujah. I said, we're doing it with him. It'll be strong, establish, sustain it by ruling with justice and goodness. Righteousness. How many people have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? See, now we're his righteousness, so it's easy for us to establish righteousness in the earth. Man, we're going to rise up and put an end to a lot of stuff. This is our time. This is our time. I'm talking about a total takeover. No, 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 no. I'm talking about a total takeover. I'm so taken over by taking over. I mean, I'm just taken over with the idea of just taking over. Because that's why we're here. We're here to take over, to conquer, to bring into subjection. The Lord all-powerful will do this because of his strong love for his people. The zeal, jealousy of the Lord Almighty of heaven's armies of hosts will accomplish this. How many of you know we're all in the army? That's why you have armor. Did he give you armor? Did he give you weapons? Yeah, now the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God. Right? So we got these amazing weapons. And we've got this armor because we're to be fighting for the king and for his government to advance his kingdom. And like David, we are to go out and fight on the battlefield of life. And every day we're looking for souls to save. We're looking to take out demons. We're looking to change things. We're looking to remove corruption. We're looking to do our part. How can we affect things in the earth? Now, when the founding fathers of America had started this nation, their big thing was that it would be a nation, one nation, under God, submitted to God's authority. And that's the only kind of government that works, is a government that surrenders to the government of God and the lordship of Jesus Christ. And when a government, as wonderful as a democracy might be, if that democracy gets away from being submitted to the God of heaven and the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, are you going to have the same kind of problems that all the other governments in the world have had over the centuries? Same problems, same chaos, same confusion. We've got to be under God. We've got to be submitted to God. It's in God we trust. That's the only way it's going to work. And we're here to enforce that. I said, that's why we're here, to enforce that and spread that, not only in this nation, but throughout the world. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Stand on your feet with me. Let's thank the Lord.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org. And you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.